Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now that scripture is easier said than done, right? For some people, it may seem easy. The Catholic Church recognizes hundreds of people as saints. People like St. Paul, St. Anne, St. Francis, St. Cecilia, St. Augustine, St. Bernadette. When you hear about their lives, especially what they did and the sacrifices they made, it can be intimidating. St. Paul, for example, spent months at a time in prison because he refused to stop proclaiming Jesus as the Messiah. For her Christian belief, St. Cecilia was sentenced to death by being boiled alive, but that failed, so officials then tried to behead her, not once, but three times, but that failed too. Eventually, of course, she died of her injuries. Most of us can't even imagine what that kind of suffering would be like, and we think that saints must be amazing people who prayed all day and never did anything wrong. We think of saintly people as being great martyrs, hardcore prayer people, and people who are super old. We think of them as being perfect, and we have a hard time connecting with them because we don't think they're like us. Let me tell you, before St. Paul started spreading the good news of Jesus, he persecuted and killed Christians. St. Francis and St. Augustine, they were party animals in their younger years. St. Bernadette was a poor French girl who didn't learn to read until she was well into her teens. St. Gianna was a mother that sacrificed her life for her daughter in the 1970s. That's like 40 years ago. Her children and her husband were at her canonization. St. Maximilian Kolbe was a priest who gave his life in a concentration camp so that another man with a family could live. My point is that saints with a capital S are people who basically had normal lives and made mistakes along the way. At a critical moment in their lives, however, they recognized a call to holiness and service to God. Many times we don't realize that we have the grace from God to be a saint. We have the grace from God to be a saint. Holiness has nothing to do with spiritual gifts, being really old, or living a long time ago. Being holy is about living every day of your life for God. Some days we may do really well and other days we may fail. But as we strive to be holy, we turn back to God, we turn back to the sacraments, we seek reconciliation and strive to do better. That call extends to all of us in this room today. God expects and encourages all of us to be part of the communion of saints. We may never find ourselves having to choose between our Christian beliefs and a certain death. We may never become priests or nuns, although some in this room may. And we may continue to make wrong choices in our lives sometimes. Still, we are called to serve God and all his children in our own way and to live a life of holiness. Holiness doesn't necessarily mean praying and fasting all day or even going to daily mass, although it doesn't hurt to try. Holiness means to follow the example and teaching of Jesus. Being holy begins with the little things in your life. Praying, attending Mass, and being kind to your friends, being kind to strangers. If you go to heaven, you are a saint. God wants us all to be saints. We are called to holiness. We are called to learn to fall in love with God and to seek and follow his will. He gives us the grace to be holy. He gives us the grace to go to heaven. The reading we just heard suggests an excellent place to start. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Now, this isn't easy. Be nice to people who are mean to you. Be nice to people who you don't know or who you don't even know exist. Go out of your way to be helpful to your family members, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, even when you might be angry with them. Smile at or talk to people at school who other people ignore, who other people are jerks to. Hold the door for a stranger. Let someone you've never met go in front of you at a checkout line in a store. Think about how you would feel if someone did that for you, and then do it for someone else, even if it costs you a little time, money, or inconvenience. By definition, a saint is anyone that is in heaven with God. Anyone that is in heaven with God. So if you don't want to be a saint, you don't want to go to heaven. I don't know about you, but I sure want to go to heaven. How do you become a saint? By being holy. Jesus has called all of us to be saints, to be holy. He said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. With even these simple changes, you'll be on your way to living a life of holiness.